At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. And yes, as Austin said, we are live from Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. We are actually, right in the middle of the lunch. They just served salad, and we pulled Des Reed down the hall to talk to us a little bit about this season. Des, what's going on, man? How are you?
No, I'm just ready for this year, man.
I bet. I was talking to your coach about that a little bit. It's probably that time in camp where you're ready to hit somebody else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Smiles. So what do you think about this Duquesne matchup, by the way? We'll get into a little bit more about camp. A pretty cool way to open the season.
Shoot. Every game, we're going to look at it the same. We know they're going to come trying to play us hard. They're going to play every quarter fast and, try to beat us. And we just got to take advantage of what they give us and, just play Pitt football.
Okay. So what has that become over camp? I know every team is different, but you guys have been growing together for a while. You've been sweating. You've been hitting each other, all that stuff. How has this group come together? What sort of identity have you been able to detect?
We built a real close bond over this fall camp. Compared to last year, we wasn't as close as compared to last year. But I like what I'm seeing from the team. Got a lot of new pieces, a lot of people that can help. We have a lot of depth. And I'm just excited and ready for this year.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going to focus offensively just for a little bit. This should be a deep offense. You guys have some playmakers coming back. You get another, year two of Cade's system. You've got wide receivers who are, should be able to fill in the gap for Konate Mumfield. Just, how would you describe the depth that you guys have on offense and what a weapon that can be for you?
That's what a lot of people, want to have, a lot of depth. We have a lot of players that could – go out there anytime and make plays. That's what we was kind of missing last year. We had a lot of injuries, and that's what caused what happened. But I'm just very excited with all the players that we got, and I know they're gonna help this team win.
Those big boys in front of you, they've looked pretty good, huh?
Yeah, they looked real good.
Yeah, tell me about the offensive line opening holes for you.
They've been opening some big holes. I ain't going to lie. Compared to last year, it's way different. We brought in some new guys, Jeff and who else? We brought in we brought like four.
Yeah.
Three, four of them.
You guys hit the portal a little bit.
Yeah.
Bringing some people up.
Yeah. Them guys came ready to work, competed, and I'm just, excited with what I seen over this fall and the spring. With the gaps they made for, the RBs.
Good stuff, man. I want to ask you a little bit, and we're chatting with Desmond Reed, Pitt running back here at the Pitt football kickoff event. I wanted to ask you about something off the field, if that was cool with you. I don't think you'll mind. Read aloud, the player-led literacy initiative founded by you, Des Reed. It opens and organizes read aloud visits at the Children's Home of Pittsburgh, encouraging kids to build positive reading habits while connecting with you. And Des spends time reading stories to kids and engaging in play and weekly visits. You also launched an Amazon wish list to fill bookcases and book carts throughout the Children's Home. Man, where did that come from? One, awesome effort. Two, where did that come from?
So during the spring, we had went there for community service. Man, you know, we was just me and the running backs. We all went. And when I got there, I seen how excited they were to see us. They wanted to play with us a lot, and you know, that's what really made me want to come back and, you know, start do something to, you know, put smiles on their face, because, you know, I know they're going through rough times, and, you know, it's not easy for them. So, you know, I just want to help put smiles on their face.
That's got to be cool, man. Yeah. Like, as a college kid, you get to go somewhere and have that sort of power and make kids have a good time, and, and I mean, it makes you look good too. But that's got to be a lot of fun. So remember any stories that you read, any anything fun experience there?
You know, I just the kids, all of them, they love me. You know, so that's, you know, when I get there.
You are one. You're there smiling, having a good time.
Yeah, they be wanting to play with me. They be about to fight each other trying to play with me. You know? Yeah, it'd be funny. But,
as I know the feeling, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I enjoy it, though, going there and reading to them, seeing how happy they are.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy it.
All right, I want to ask you about a little bit more about you, and this is stuff that you won't like to answer, but, you know, about your ability and the expectations and what people are looking at you. And you're looking at All-American first-team preseason teams, all of this stuff. You put up a lot of numbers. There's a lot of eyeballs on you. How do you handle that? Or do you not handle it at all? Do you just tune it out and focus on doing your job?
Yeah, I want to win. So
you don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah, I really don't care about none of that. I mean, I do, but I don't really take it in as much as people think I do. You know, it's just, you know, really the team helped me get that. I wouldn't have none of that without the team, without the O-line, without the quarterbacks. You know, without the defense, receivers, all them, none of that would be, you know, possible without them. So, you know, I always, you know, talk to them boys and, you know, tell them how much I appreciate them. And, you know, I'm just, you know, just ready. I'm trying to win the ACC championship. That's my main goal.
How's this team going to do that?
We just got to play.
I mean, like, what does it take? What's it going to take to get there?
We just have to play Pitt football, you know, just play every game, take every game, you know, the same, no matter the record, no matter, you know, what we see on film. We got to just play Pitt football. And, you know, because we have a lot of skilled players on the team that can go out there and play, you know. So we just have to go out there and play every game, treat every team the same, and, you know, just play Pitt football.
Chatting with Desmond Reed. Got one more question for you, Des. It's a fun one. If you're going to get on Pat Narduzzi's nerves, which you obviously don't want to do, right, what's the one thing that you can do that you know is going to make Coach mad?
It's a lot of stuff that I get him mad. I know when we're in shells in practice, he hate when the players are all on the floor. Like, when people just keep falling, he hate that. And one time –
when you were on the practice field.
Yeah, on the field. Okay. One time it was in practice, and, you know, I was just joking around, and one of the players pushed me, but he didn't push me to where I'll fall, but I ended up falling and dove, and he got real bad at that. So, yeah, that's one thing he don't like when we in shells, like when we have a third period and people falling on the floor, and, you know, just it just looked bad. Well, yeah, that's one thing I know that really gets him mad.
Well, nobody needs the star tailback falling on the floor, Des.
Yeah.
I'm with Pat on that one.
Yeah, it was all jokes, though. It was not serious.
All right, man. So they're serving lunch, I think, over here while you were busy talking to me. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it, man.
Best of luck this season.
Yes, sir.
See you at ACC for sure. Desmond Reed, everybody. He is your Pitt tailback, and he catches passes out of the backfield. He returns things, does a lot of everything. Just a truly exciting player to watch. Looking forward to seeing a lot of big things out of Dez. And we'll get a few more players, a few more of Dez's teammates down here as this event continues. You're free to go. You don't have to hang anymore.
Okay.
He's being all courtesy, all courteous hanging around. Thanks, man. Always a pleasure. We are hanging out here at Acrisure Stadium for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. So much to get to. I don't know whether I got to go find a report on Doran's keynote address. I think that has ended. We were on the air when that happened, but I'm sure it was spectacular. Crowley was here, stopped by and said hello. He's here to support his radio co-host. Callis was supposed to be down here, and I have not seen Callis. Maybe he snuck in, although that was unlikely. He is here? Okay, T-Bird says he's here. Nice of Callis to stop by and say hello. Crowley could, but Callis couldn't. That's okay. But Thank you very much to Des Reed. Thank you very much to Pat Narduzzi and Mike Annarella for lining both of those up. We'll get to a few more conversations with members of this Pitt team. But another thing I wanted to get to on the Pirates end before we got there was sort of what happens now with Ben Cherington and widening out the idea of promoting Bubba Chandler, what the Pirates have left, and you know how much can really change. I know I was on with Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller yesterday afternoon talking about my expectations and being fairly close to this situation and what I think is going to happen, what can happen. The Pirates have 34 games remaining. Their fate is pretty much sealed in terms of a record. I mean, there's always a chance something could change at the very last minute. Maybe they get on some sort of 20-8 style heater. And I think that's what it would take to change perspective on where the Pirates are at. I think it's interesting what they're doing with Bubba Chandler. I don't think he'll be the last prospect they bring up. It wouldn't surprise me if they bring up Hunter Barco at some point and kind of pull out all the stops. And frankly, if I'm Ben Cherington, I'd be doing that. I would be trying to give young guys that I've been working with an opportunity to try to show, like, look, we have the pieces here. And you heard Tommy Pham say that on Wednesday. I was the one that asked him. It was actually about his the pitching staff the Pirates have, getting Johan Oviedo up here, the news about Bubba Chandler. And Pham said, we have a playoff-caliber pitching staff. And I don't disagree with Tommy Pham. I think that's a reasonable a way of looking at things. But as we assess this team's future and where they should go, that should not be enough. Yes, you've put some pieces together. Paul Skeens fell in your lap. Mitch Keller was here. Johan Oviedo was a good acquisition. We're also looking at one outing with Oviedo that has been good post-Tommy John. His first one was not, although I do believe in Oviedo. You'd like to think that Mike Burrows is a part of it. Braxton Ashcraft has looked good. And Bubba Chandler is a massive piece of the puzzle. We're talking about the best pitching prospect in baseball. So, again, if this goes a certain way, if we can see the Pirates establish that they have elite starting pitching, should that be enough for anybody to think differently about Ben Cherington staying on as general manager? My argument is no. That is my take. I don't think that's a smart move for the Pirates. I don't think it's deserved to continue doing this. And I'd like to take this time to explain why, because that's not some sort of, like, you know, flippant thing, or I just don't like the guy or whatever. I mean, there's a thought out reasoning for why I feel this way. And so, again, I outlined the Pirates' record. They're on pace at this point to go 68-94. That would represent an 18-win regression compared to last season, really the past two. That should not be good enough. And a lot of what still ails the Pirates, what has ailed the Pirates, has been a result of stuff that Cherington has not done well enough. I'm talking about failed trades, going out in free agency, trying to improve the offense. It hasn't worked. They've banked on internal improvement. That also hasn't happened. And if you think about it, the past couple of years, these are our examples. Tommy Pham has been better recently. Absolutely. Early on, when the season mattered more, no, he did not produce. And you can't just pretend that never happened. It's also maybe the only actually half-decent or good acquisition Ben Cherington has made on the position player front. Hasn't been good enough. They traded for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa last year. In his time with the Pirates, I was surprised to learn this, looking it up this morning. A 614 OPS, 76 OPS plus. Again, OPS plus is one of those numbers where you want 100. You want it at least around a 100. That's league average. And so he's basically 24% below league average. That's not going to cut it for an everyday acquisition and somebody who's making $6.3 million. It's just not. You look at Joey Bart, had a really good year last year, finished with basically an 800 OPS. A lot of optimism surrounding that. It's dipped to 673. Henry Davis, is he any sort of long-term solution? We don't know at this point. Shoot, if anything, this group had ascertained that Henry Davis was not a good enough defensive catcher. He is a good enough defensive catcher. I don't know if he can hit. Is Jack Sawinski anything? Is Jared Triolo anything? Is Leover Peguero anything? G1 Bay, go down the line on guys that have been Pirates, that have been brought up through this regime, and that this group deployed thinking they would be able to help them improve. It's an important thing. If I'm expecting you know, steps 6 and 7 to happen, I'm going to evaluate what has happened with steps 1 through 5 first. And if I evaluate steps 1 through 5 with the Pirates and whether they've been able to achieve internal improvement, they most certainly have not. I also look at some of the external additions via trade, via free agency in previous years, and it hasn't been good enough. I'm talking about Rowdy Tellez, Michael A. Taylor, Connor Joe, Brian De La Cruz, Edward Olivares. And that's not a complete list, obviously. Even Yasmani Grandal to a degree. They are players that the Pirates brought in here and thought could hit, thought could improve their offense. They did not, at least not to a level that you might have wanted. Even the first base platoon with Tellez and Joe 2 years ago, you know, they go away from Carlos Santana and decide we're going to split it up and platoon these guys. You would have been better off paying Santana. And I remember talking to Carlos after a spring training game that year, and he said they really made no effort. I think they had their minds made up on the platoon with those two guys, and it was not the right decision. And so those are external solutions that they try to find for offense. It hasn't been there. Another one that bugs me that I think is important in this argument, Miguel Andujar. Now, they make the right move bringing Andujar in. You know, he had a track record with the Yankees, put him in the minor leagues, give him an opportunity. He does not produce a bunch, and they sort of made up their mind that he's not good. And in the meantime, he tears up AAA pitching. And the Pirates, I don't know, invalidate that, don't take that seriously enough, whatever you want to say. Well, they end up getting rid of him, and he latches on with the Oakland Athletics. He's now with the Reds, hitting .313 this season with an .825 OPS. So again, we're talking about the process of identifying what the Pirates need most, offense. They didn't think Andujar was any good. Other people have, probably because he is good, and he hasn't been good here. Spencer Horwitz, big move of the offseason, right? Give up 3 pitching prospects to try to get him. He's hitting .257 with a .701 OPS. It's better. He's improved. It's certainly encouraging based on how he started. But is he any more than a platoon option? Probably not. Does a lot of his damage against right-handed pitching. I don't really have a problem with that. I like Spencer Horwitz. I think he's a better defensive first baseman than they've had recently, at least dating back to Carlos Santana. I wouldn't give up 3 pitching prospects to get him. But it's not somebody that you're going to be able to go out and get and install in a 3-4-5-6 spot to really improve your offense. And so those are sort of the tent poles of this argument for me, where I don't understand why you could continue down this road. I just don't. And I also think about the argument, if you're a fan, you know, those of you listening to this, you're not somebody close to it, you're not covering it, you're not involved in it. If Ben Charrington would come to you this offseason and say, this is what we're going to do, this is our plan, this is who we're going to sign, or even after signing them, if he would explain, even let's get real crazy and say he did it in no uncertain terms and say, this is why we like this guy, this is how we think we're going to get better. Is that going to change the conversation with the team? There's no way. There's no way. There's no way anybody's going to look at that and say, I bet that's the right move. Even if they would spend more money, somebody would automatically look at that and expect failure, because there's been such a track record of failing to improve the offense. And that's why I think if you want to change any sort of narrative, if you want to change any sort of expectation or how this team's thought of, you have to start acting and doing business differently. That involves spending, yes. It also involves who is doing the spending. You can't afford to spend money on processes. You need to spend them on players. You also need to spend them on players in a different way. Under Charrington, over the past couple of years, when they bring a player in, or if they have an allotted sum of money, they're going to try to maximize value in that by, let's say, the figure is $20 million. They're going to try to get 4 players for $5 million a pop. Why not 1 for 20? And I'm not just saying get one player and be done. Like, obviously, you want multiple players. They need multiple players. They need a lot of improved offense. But I would like to see money spent a different way. If I'm going to dump value into something, I would rather see them dump value into something that results in a name that I know I can trust, and then you fill in the rest with younger guys that you've developed. And again, that's an issue because they haven't developed them. But ideally, you'd like to be able to develop young talent, and that's how you fill in the cracks around the guys that you do pay to play for your baseball team.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's do it, Jason. It's the Bechtel Breakdown for this Friday, August 22nd, 2025. The Bechtel Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. First and foremost, Jason, before we dive a little bit more into the game last night, Donnie put out something really cool that I want to make mention of and get your thoughts on. My guy, my advisor, Donnie's advisor at Waynesburg, Lanny Fratteri, will be added to the Pirates Media Wall of Fame on Wednesday, September 3rd. Lanny told Donnie this. Over 5,000 games, Fratteri called for the Pirates, 33 years as their main broadcaster. Called games for the Pirates from 76 to 2008. What interactions have you had with Lanny? He obviously taught me at Waynesburg for 2 years, the 2 years, my junior and senior year that I was there. And it's probably been the most impactful, definitely one of the most impactful people on my young career.
I will second that, but in a different way, Austin. And I've told Lanny this. I mean, I grew up loving listening to Lanny, loving baseball because I was listening to Lanny, and then being on this side of the fence, man, it's been incredible. One of the coolest things for me was meeting Lanny for the first time and him telling me that, like, he reads me and he likes reading me and respects the job that I do. And then the conversations subsequently have gone to places like talking about Bob Prince. I called up Lanny asking for his best Bob Prince stories. We've talked about the art of play-by-play broadcasting. I think it was the Mark Smith game. You remember that? And he had such a simple call and there it goes or something like that. I forget it exactly. Or verbatim, but I love talking broadcasting with Lanny. Obviously, I don't, you know, I know 1% of what Lanny knows, but just what an awesome dude. And I'm extremely jealous, frankly, from a Westminster guy to Waynesburg guy, that's who you got to work under and learn from. So cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And one thing that kind of went around at Waynesburg was, if Lanny is very tough on you and is very stern with you, that is a good thing. And Lanny and I had a lot of tough discussions and tough conversations, but they were productive conversations. They were ones where, you know, there was constructive criticism. There was a lot of, this is good. This is where you can improve. Lanny was a really good teacher. And as somebody who came from the broadcast booth for 33 years, had the career that he had the background that he had, he didn't have a master's degree. He doesn't have a teacher's degree. It's not what he went and ultimately studied. He was in media for his entire life. So for him to be able to help churn out the next generation, like myself, Callis, Donnie, so many other people, Jack Hillgrove, Eddie DiOrio, who just came back to the market working for WTAE-TV now, Dylan Cleland in Steubenville. There's so many, Nick Farrell in West Virginia, that have Lanny's fingerprints on it. We talk about Tomlin's lack of a coaching tree. How about Lanny's coaching tree here, Jason? It's pretty big.
I like the way he coaches you guys, though, hearing that. I mean, that's the way I interact with younger writers and say, like, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm going to criticize you. I'm also going to praise you. And hopefully you know, that it means something when I say something positive, but don't get all bent out of shape if I say something there, you know, that you need to do differently. And there have been writers over the years that I've not interacted with because they couldn't take coaching. And that's one of the, like Noah Hyles, for instance, you know, he took over for me on the Pirates beat, and we've gone back and forth, and we've even had it out a few times, and that's okay. But, like, he can take coaching and asks for advice. Andrew Destin did the same thing. Mike Persak before him. I love younger writers and broadcasters, whatever it may be, that can take coaching and they ask for it. Anyway, Jason, cheers to Lanny.
Cheers to Lanny, indeed. Very happy for him. Now, how much this honor means to him, so it's really cool to be able to see it.
And by the way, man, I mean, I love what Jim Tredinich has done with the Pirates Hall of Fame, and I'm not ripping Jimmy, but they could expand their honors of media.
Yes.
And that Lanny's a great jumping off point to do that, because we've had a lot of really amazing people around the team. You know, you want to talk about Stan Savern, Paul Meyer, obviously Lanny, and, you know, not a comprehensive list. Like, honor Greg Brown, you know, and I'm talking the ones before, of course, you know, the Gunner and all that stuff. But I'd love to see them honor more media.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen as well. As last night was the induction ceremony, right? Jason, Kai Kyler gets in, Al Oliver gets in, Vernon Law makes it into the hall. What do you remember just from talking to some of those guys? What do you remember from talking to Kai Kyler back in the 20s, Jason? And maybe we should ask Ron that one.
Hey, now. I never talked to Kai Kyler. I have talked to Scoop, and I have talked to Vern Law, though, and I've talked to Scoop a bunch. Scoop's one of those guys that you call him, and you ask a question, and it might be 10 minutes before he finishes his answer. And I love it. But, you know, what a guy. I hope this starts the ball rolling for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And a funny story, by the way, this is, I went to Pirates Fantasy Camp in 2020 before COVID, and you would eat in the Pirates cafeteria. And so one night I was working on a column and I was eating a little bit later, and the only other person sitting there was Vernon Law. And so I sat there eating and had dinner and just chatted one-on-one with Vernon Law. It was incredible. What a man. I did a story about him and his wife and their marriage. I don't know how long they were married, some 70 years. I mean, just an amazing, amazing love story. But a wonderful person. Should have been in the Hall of Fame probably a few years before this. Happy for all of them.
All right, let's head to the Steelers. The vibe check from Mike Tomlin, what was it after kind of a sloppy performance for the first team offense and defense?
Does it matter? hey, we're not a finished product, but no one is. I'm looking for this group to take advantage, man, of this block of time between now and the opener. And we just got to have urgency every day in the work that we prescribe for ourselves. And so that's a challenge, but it's a challenge for us. It's a challenge for everyone to continue to be a group on the rise day in and day out, although the preseason games are over.
Was there urgency? I mean, missed tackles, Jalen Ramsey throwing a guy down for an unnecessary roughness penalty. two penalties on the opening drive for the offense, a penalty on kickoff, Warren fumbles. Jason, it looks like a JV game in high school going on for a large portion of it to start.
I don't know what we can, you know, actually learn from that, Austin. I mean, other than they got through it mostly healthy, other than Derek Harmon, right? Like, I still think they're in a pretty good position going into the preseason, but or going into the regular season, excuse me. But like I was saying in the 10 o'clock hour, like, I don't know if I feel any better about communication issues. I don't know if I feel any better about them being able to stop the run. I don't know if I feel any better about depth at wide receiver or how they're going to be able to run the ball. I'm not saying it's altogether terrible because they didn't perform in the preseason, but nothing that I saw eliminates those concerns. In last night's game, I mean, my goodness, if you need a 2 hour and 45 minute commercial for why there should only be two preseason games and then one, you know, joint practice, that was it.
Yeah, I agree with that. The only thing that I could say as like a silver lining for this game, though, Jason, is that
it ended. Oh.
Well, it ended, but I'm glad that we saw it in this game instead of seeing it in New York against the Jets or New Jersey
but
or whatever
no
you want to call the stadium.
Austin, there's no guarantee. It's not that they didn't get it out of their system. They didn't expunge the stupidity. Like, it might it might happen at MetLife.
Right.
They might commit stupid penalties or fumble the ball or doing any number of things that drive us crazy.
That is possible, but I do think getting back out onto the field in a game-time situation, like Tomlin talks about stepping into the arena, being out there on the field for the first time in a game-like situation and what that means. So I do think that basically shaking some of that rust off maybe could matter. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating.
Oh, give me a
maybe
break.
Maybe I am over-exaggerating.
Give me a break.
And I'm not trying to be Steelers apologist here whatsoever, but I'm glad that they played this time so that we can criticize it and critique it in preseason so that the first time that they go out there and, oh, Jaylen Warren is very sloppy carrying the ball for the first time, it doesn't affect games that matter, if that makes sense.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It does. Jalen Warren still has more fumbles than touchdowns in the regular season.
Yeah,
not that
of an
he does
issue.
Against the Carolina Panthers is going to change my mind on that, good or bad. I'm just not reading into it. And if he fumbles the ball, I'm going to start yelling for Caleb Johnson to play or to hold on to the dang thing.
Yeah, and he hasn't.
And that's a reasonable take.
He hasn't looked very good either. But how about Derek Harmon, Mike? How's he looking?
Derek Harmon's got a knee sprain of some description. He's being evaluated.
Just a knee sprain, though, Jason. It looked like it could have been a lot worse. He was smiling on the bench.
Should we play the rest of that? Should we play the rest of that? Mike was not happy at the person who was talking over Jerry Dulac, who I don't think is local, because most locals would just let Jerry get this first question in.
Oh, that's all that I had, but tell me more, Jason. What happened there?
So, after Mike finishes his thing, and he'll say, I'll pause and I'll open it up for questions, like Jerry always asks the first question. You just kind of like let him go. It's not a big deal. But you have an out-of-towner who doesn't know, and they're asking a follow-up question about Derek Harmon. Are you concerned about this being long-term? But the person talked over Jerry. Jerry gave up the effort. And then Mike says, can you repeat yourself? And the person says, something about, are you concerned long-term? And Mike just repeated, I said he has a knee sprain. Like he wasn't having it, man.
Because we all know Jerry always gets the first question. Is that kind of an unwritten rule in the
Sometimes.
Media room for Tomlin's pressers?
I mean, I never try. I never have that much of a need. And as a columnist, like, I try to always be deferential to the beat guys, beat guys and girls, let them get their stuff in, and then I can ask what I need. But in my time observing the Steelers, it's usually Jerry gets first crack.
And then this happened.
Again, handoff up the middle, nowhere to go. Here comes Jalen Ramsey. Moves in and makes that play. Now he throws down.
He threw down the running back, and this is what Tomlin said.
I'd much rather say woe than sick 'em. I'll leave it at that.
Ah, yes, woe than sick 'em. Do you agree with that, Jason? Woe than sick 'em that occasion?
I do. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's probably itching to get out there and make contact. Like, I mean, what's our conclusion that we're going to draw if we're concerned? That, like, Jalen Ramsey's a psychopath and not going to be able to control his emotions? Like, I'm not going there. It's a game played with aggressiveness, and he went a little bit too far.
No, I'm just a little surprised that a veteran of that caliber still makes a decision like that, though.
He's still human. He's still human. Wants to get out there. I don't know. I can't muster up the care, man. There's a bunch of other stuff going on with this team. I think Jalen Ramsey's going to be fine. I have more concern, like, how they're going to deploy Jalen Ramsey and whether there's going to be some sort of busted coverage, and you have the play like we had last night where you have a Carolina Panther is literally the only person in the end zone. How does someone get that open?
Completely blown coverage.
I'm worried that's going to happen.
Completely blown coverage. Now, are you excited about the fourth-string quarterback on this team? Is Mike excited about the fourth-string quarterback on this team? He might not be fourth-string for long.
He's got playing experience. This guy started games in Miami, and so I think that experience shows. And we're talking regular season games.
We're not talking about practice here, Jason. We're talking about regular season games. We're talking about starts for the Miami Dolphins for Skylar Thompson. Would you consider having Skylar Thompson be the backup quarterback and moving off of Mason Rudolph? Or putting Will Howard on IR and Mason as the three?
Yes. Here's how I would play that, Austin, and I would consider both scenarios. I mean, I'd make it known that Mason Rudolph is available. I wouldn't feel married to it. I'm perfectly comfortable with Skylar Thompson being my backup quarterback. But I'm not going to trade Mason Rudolph for a bag of pucks. That doesn't do me any good. Like, I still like the assurance. I don't mind spending the money. But if somebody wants to swoop in and give me a fourth or fifth round pick, I might consider that. I think that might be a more efficient way for the Steelers to build their roster. I don't want to see them lose Will Howard. And I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to put him on waivers. I don't think you can risk doing that. To your second point, I think it's a lot easier to put him on IR, put Skylar Thompson as your QB3, and sort of reassess the situation down the road. What would you do?
Yeah, it's hard because Skylar Thompson has shown some good things in preseason, and as much as I like seeing players play in preseason, Thompson's going up against a bunch of threes that, as Bob likes to call them, are the future bartenders of America. I don't know how much I can truly glean from that.
Yeah,
because I feel like preseason is a time to get back out there, establish some things, try to find some chemistry and connection. But at the same time, you're not diving into – Andy Reid is not going into his bag of tricks, or Mike McDaniel into his bag of tricks, or Dan Campbell doing exotic blitzes for Detroit. So I don't know how much I can necessarily take from it. Rudolph was not good last night. He frankly wasn't really good in the first second preseason outing either. We have a track record of Mason Rudolph where he can start in a pinch. I do think that what we've seen in the preseason, though, should eliminate any thought that Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers, which some people have tried to make a point of.
Who would those people be?
It's a wonderful question.
Who would come up with a take like that?
I don't know. I only wonder.
Fandrew Milipony. I think that's who it is. No, I agree with you. I mean, Mason Rudolph isn't going to supplant Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? I'm not in a hurry to trade Mason either. Like, I do feel fine if he's my backup quarterback. I'm not going to read too much into preseason games. Like, he was really good in game one, you know, setting the table for some extreme takes that I think people should be walking back right now. And I don't think he's nearly as bad as the two interceptions that he's thrown these past two games. The reality is somewhere in the middle. And you're spending $8 million on that reliable insurance policy when your starting quarterback is 41 years old. Like, the worst thing you can possibly have happen is if you make this move and then Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and then Skylar Thompson's your starting quarterback and Will Howard hasn't really played and he's your backup. I mean, the Steelers have then just obliterated their chances. So for me to trade Mason Rudolph, boy, do I really need to have my socks blown off. But, you know, I'd at least put it out there. I'd at least listen. I don't know why you wouldn't listen. I just, you know, even a fifth rounder would probably give me some pause in actually doing that.
We love you, Pony. I would keep Mason Rudolph. Like, I would. I wouldn't move off of him.
Yeah.
I would be curious to see what you can get for Skylar Thompson. I just feel more comfortable with Rudolph than I do with Thompson. Now, That's fair. I would consider Skylar Thompson as the backup. I definitely would, just because of performance, track record with the Dolphins. Let's not act like he's a top five, top ten backup here. I think Rudolph is probably better in that regard, but my mindset is shifting a little bit.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't think they're going to get much for Skylar Thompson. Maybe I'm wrong there. It's just, you know, it's not worth it, a seventh rounder. I think I'd rather have the assurance of just having Thompson on my roster. I'm not going to have to, like, shoehorn Will Howard into anything. And I don't think anybody's going to offer a fifth for Skylar Thompson.
Lastly, all of these college football playoff predictions continue to come in, Jason. And some places have Penn State as the number one team. Some have Penn State as the number three, four, whatever. I've only seen one or two that has them actually winning the national championship. Josh Pate, who I think does a really nice job, he just joined on three. He was at Penn State practice earlier this week. Has Penn State as the number one team in the country, losing to Oregon in their second game.
No.
With, guess what? Alabama beating Oregon in the national championship game. He also has Nebraska making the playoffs as the 11 seed, which I find flabbergasting enough. What do you make of the college football playoff this year? Who is your favorite going into it?
Well, I'm sorry, Josh. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid there. Honestly, Austin, I love hosting with you because we have an opportunity to talk about Penn State, and I don't really have that with anybody else. I'm taking the Nittany Lions, man.
Wow.
They're my favorite. I can't find a reason not to take them. They went out and addressed their wide receiver need in a gigantic way. I believe in these guys. They've got the best two running backs in the country. I'm in the Drew Aller fan club. They return four or five offensive line starters. They've got tight ends to replace Tyler Warren. This was a very good, one of the best defenses in the country last year. Yes, they lost some, but I also believe in a lot of what they have to replace these guys. Like, I think Zane Durant's going to be a name that we talk about a lot. Deny Dennis Sutton is going to take over for Abdul Carter. Like, they've got dudes on this team, man. Like, they're going to be in the thick of things. And so if I have to pick somebody, I'm taking them. They're on this plan that Ohio State, they walk down this road, Michigan walked down this road, where basically you have a lot of questions about what your head coach and what your team can do, but you're bringing back people in key positions. They all grow over the course of a year, and then you make good on it. I think Penn State is right there.
I am man enough to admit that if I am an apologist of anything in this world, it is probably being a Drew Aller apologist. But at the same time, when I talked to Aller at Penn State Media Day, I don't know, Jason, I sensed a different confidence to him. I sensed more of a maturity to him in his now third year starting, second year in the offense with Kotelniki. All the weapons are back. Both 1,000-yard running backs are back. They really believe in Khalil Dinkins, the tight end for North Allegheny in his final year.
Yep.
Like, everybody's basically...
Him and Reynolds together, man. That's a very good tight end.
Him and Reynolds is a good duo. They bring in three receivers. I talked to Pena and Ross when I was up there, and there just seems like a confidence that doesn't shy into arrogance with them, Jason, where they know they're good, they believe they're good, but they still know that they have something to prove. And I feel like that's the silver lining.
I like that, man. I like that a lot.
That's it. The Bechtel Breakdown, Jason, for this Friday, August 22nd. Thanks for jumping aboard.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.